instead of, well, yep, okay. I think this might be one of the largest far sides ever now. Screenshot that shit. Well, the moment has passed. We shot past Leet. Wow. I keep saying we're going to start when the numbers stabilize, but y'all motherfuckers keep turning up, so that's good. I don't know if we're going to break 1,400, but we might. I'm so sick of watching numbers slowly tick up, election or not. Glad that shit is over with. There we go. Okay, so I have some good news, which is to the start of this, before we, I guess, officially begin. Looks like with 1,420, Jesus Christ, of you guys here, the bad guys might have found their balls and might be taking a poke at our 49 Keepstar finally. Fuck. I've been waiting for so long for these guys to take a whack at our Keepstars. So I'm going to get to the heart of this. The big announcement is nuts. We are now in the fifth month of this war. We know what their strategy is, which is to slowly try to burn us out so that they think that we're going to leave. They think that they're going to have me here announcing, oh, we're going to Saarinen. Oh, we're running. Goons are breaking. Goons are running out of money. Oh, this is almost over. Nuts. That is not happening. We have a strategy which we're about to begin to implement. We prepared for this now, I think like a month and a half ago. We are executing the first phase of our Helm's Deep plan. And I'm going to tell you all about it, and then Asher is going to say a few words, and then we're going to get back to fighting. So I want to give people a big overview. Obviously, before we go into this, our U.S. time zone was incapacitated by the election. We're not going to talk about politics one way or the other. This society is one of the last bowling leagues. I like the fact that we do not openly allow political yowling in Elysium. You guys know me. I'm a flaming leftist or whatever. But at the end of the day, like more than half of my friends are on the other side. And I think that it's much better if we don't talk about the shit and instead focus on our spaceship game and killing the bad guys. But it is obvious that we ate some shit in this last week because the U.S. time zone, which is where we have our vulnerabilities, was severely depleted by the fact that most of us were watching fucking TV or dealing with chaos one way or the other. So as we go into me discussing the state of the war, how we're going to continue to fight, and what this next phase of our strategy is, I do want to acknowledge that we lost iHubs, and that sucks. And the question then is, now what? Well, here we go. So this is like the fifth month of this war. Like I said earlier, their strategy is to burn us out, and then they want to be able to sweep up all of our stuff once goons have quit and it's all over and, you know, the puppies have won and whatever sort of horseshit they believe. My opinion and the opinion of the Directorate is that they have taken too long. They are trying to do a big push. They are hoping that we're going to break and that it's going to vanish and then whatever. And they will be freed from this war. But I think that they've taken too long. I don't think that they are prepared to go as far as it's going to be to try to burn us out of Delph. One of the big differences between us and them is that we are defending our homeland and we're defending our people. They've made it very clear that this whole thing is to try to get us to be torn apart. And while we're talking here now, we're almost at 1,500 people on the fucking fireside, which is awesome. Thank you guys for coming. The only thing that is uniting our enemies is their sort of gur-goon bandwagon-y kind of thing where they don't like us because maybe some goons scanned them or they were told that goons are bad or whatever it is. But they are not fighting for something. They are simply collectively going, goons, while we are fighting for each other. I think my bet is that we have a stronger society and we have more will and that we are here for the duration while the enemy is not. So what are we going to do? Well, we've lost some outlying iHubs. It's been a bad week in iHub land, but now we are going to go to Helm's Deep. When I say we're going to go to Helm's Deep, this is a plan. We are going to be moving our capital ships from DTAC-W to a system that we'll be revealing shortly. And we prepared it in advance. There is a Keepstar on a gate, which is designed for just this scenario. Like I've said before, the bad guys are sort of top decking. They don't really have any big, amazing plans that they can pull out of their asses because they already banged their pots and pans together and were like, we're invading Delve. We have Keepstars here. So goons are totally going to give up and go home. This is one of the cards that we're playing. Our intention is to stay in Delve until the last fucking Keepstar falls. But we do not intend to have every Keepstar fall. We intend to fucking fight for these things, force these guys to fight for these things, and grind them into fucking paste while they go bankrupt. This is the Briar Patch. So, what are we doing? The Alliance is going to continue to make sure that you guys have ships to fight with. Also, we just broke 1,500 people on the fucking fireside. Congratulations, boys and girls. As you guys have seen, SRP is continuing to go out as planned. Our enemies keep saying that we are bankrupt. It is not easy. I'm not going to say that, oh my God, like, you know, paying out all these butcher's bills is simple. But because of the old goons coming together to keep us fighting, we have been able to sustain these losses and continue to fund ships and warfare. So we're going to keep doing that. Like, there is no reason to give in or give up, especially because the enemy is hoping, tuning in, listening, hoping to hear us give in and give up. So what are we going to do? We know that at some point they will probably clear enough iHubs because it is hard to defend them in the areas that we have been losing them. We have always said we're going to lose iHubs, we're going to gain iHubs back, and we're going to fight them on the Keepstars. What is next? What's next is we are going to be moving our capital fleet to E3OI, and we're going to do that right now, like as soon as we get done with the fireside, which is going to be now. Well, actually, not immediately now, because we're going to talk to Asher about the nuances of this plan. But essentially, that's it. We're playing this game on Iron Man Impossible. We're fighting against impossible odds, seemingly impossible odds. I don't think they're actually impossible, but it's an XCOM joke. Iron Man Impossible. The enemy is fighting on easy mode. They are hoping that we are going to go away. We are not going to go away. We're going to dig in even deeper. And now we are going to move our capital fleet to the position that we have prepared to get ready for the defense of 1DQ1 and for our Keepstars. And so, introducing the Helm's Deep plan, Asher, if you'd like to go into a little bit more detail.
Thanks. Mittens announced what we're going to do. We're going to move our capitals there. If you take a look at Dotland, you can see the nice nature of E3O is there's one way in, one way out. The enemy will have to come through that gate. One of the problems right now is, you know, the Delve is a pretty wide open layout, and they have, you know, in much more numbers than us. You guys have been out there fighting ride hubs. You've seen it. It's pretty hard to fight those numbers. When, you know, sometimes they're 2-1, sometimes they're 1.5-1. It depends on the day, right? But the numbers are something that they have an advantage of and that they're going to use, and that's fine. But we want to make them have to make choices about, you know, do we want to jump into them? Do we want to go into their capitals? Do we want to fight on a gate? Right now they have a lot of initiative, a lot of impetus with, you know, being able to choose the time and place where they fight, which is something that they want to do. So this is a plan to help us move some of the impetus back to our side, give ourselves some initiative on as far as when and where they have to engage us. So when you're in E3OI, there are two keepers in the system. We'll be going to one on the gate. Anytime you want, you can undock your carrier, undock your super. You can Skynet that gate. It means move the fighters down the gate. There will be a full-time gate camp. If these guys want to jump in through that gate, they're going to have to jump into a very heavily armed gate. If they want to form up and bust through it, we welcome them to try. And they can come through and, you know, and anytime they want and, you know, see if it works. Like that's the idea. As far as like other iHubs, like there's going to be more losses. There's just, it's math. It's just numbers. Like they have, a lot of numbers. iHubs. We have no defenders advantage in iHub, obviously, other than the timers, but there's nothing like, you know, Tether. There's no Keepstar Turbo Laser. There's nothing like that gives us the advantage. So we're going to just try to make that take as long as possible. But, you know, that's been the game plan for a long time, is to just make things take as long as possible. They've, in my opinion, the way they prosecuted this war has been really, really backwards. The longer an Eve War goes on, the worse it is for the attacker. They have a lot of people who have, you know, grudges in the leadership level, and then there's a lot of people who have been, you know, Mittens told them that he has more sex than them, so they're upset about that, and they're posting.
They get really mad about the fucking. I don't know why.
But the point is that that kind of, you know, level of anger is not sustainable. You just, you know, people start going home, they stop logging in, and the longer this goes on for them, the worse it is. So what I want you guys to think about is, you know, we've got holidays coming up, we've got a war that's in its fifth month at this point, and we've got people who are not defending their home, and you guys are defending your home. So we're going to make this take as long as possible for them, and we're going to make it on our terms, make them have to come in and fight us. As much as we can dictate the terms, we're going to do that ourselves. So as soon as this fire sets over, we'll be forming our fleets, and we'll be moving over there immediately.
Welcome to the fucking Briar Patch. All right. So yeah, that's it. We have a area we consider to be defensible. We are going to move our capitals there. To clarify this, I want to make it very clear. We are not abandoning 1DQ1. All subcaps and normal formups will remain out of 1DQ1. We are creating this pocket as planned. The enemy, of course, is going to come try to take it. But we have set it up such that you can hang out on that Keepstar and Skynet fighters all day, every day, such that if they try to jump into it the traditional way, they will eat all kinds of shit. And then beyond that, the plan continues as before. We have, again, like I've said, like, we're not, oh my God, we have tons of money, we're so rich, but we are doing just fine in terms of converting our assets to ISK. It takes time, but we are now past the danger zone. Obviously, paying the butcher's bill for all those Keepstars kind of sucked. If I was in charge of the bad guys, they should have really tried to twist the knife on us and go hard. And instead, after all the YZ9 hilarity and getting their shit up there, they sort of let us convert assets into ISK and have time to recover. So that's why SRP is continuing as before. And we haven't had any hiccups there, and I believe that we are out of the danger zone as far as that's concerned. Again, I'm not saying, oh my God, we have Ferraris, everything is great. Everyone in EVE currently is having ISK issues of one form or another, but our enemies are having worse ISK. Like, let me put it like this. So you're seeing NCDOT selling Alliance tournament ships. That's fine. That's something that they do. They're converting assets to ISK just as we are. The weaker alliances that are part of PASPI are essentially running on fumes and are hoping that maybe their overlords are going to give them some TTC ISK or something like that, which I don't think they do. They get value, but the other little alliances that are among our enemies are in much more dire straits. Speaking of, I have another announcement to make, which is French Connection joined us in the middle of this war. They wanted to join the Imperium and fight on our side. They have been with us long enough that they're full members, and speaking of TTC ISK, that means that they will start getting a cut. As of after this fireside, I'm going to go do my payouts to make sure that everybody gets their proportional ISK, and French Connection will be part of that. So welcome aboard, guys. We really do appreciate that you guys have been here and fighting with us during this hilarious Iron Man Impossible situation, and you know, we treat our allies right. Unlike, you know, the rest of the bad guys. So I don't want to waste 1,500 people, 1,560 on this fireside by then turning around and rambling. I've handled most of the questions. Those are the big announcements. We're doing the Helm's Deep thing, and it's time for us to execute that. This means when we are sort of, when we've got our capitals situated there and we have the gate skynetted, the bad guys know what we're doing. We're talking about this on the fireside. I expect them to try to come mess with that. So eyes on, let's make sure that we get there. If you're really old school Syndicate days, You may remember the Ted Gate Camp. If you're a little bit more, a little bit less old school, you remember PR TAC. There are a few things that goons enjoy doing, going back to the founding of our culture, than sitting our fat asses on a fucking gate and waiting for something pubby to jump through and get obliterated. So it's kind of the same thing. So in Helm's Deep, there is a Ted there for us to keep fighters on. All right. That's Ted, not T-E-D, not H-E-D. All right, boys and girls, let's get to work. The war continues. Sorry to all the pubbies that were expecting me to say we're going to Saarinen. Goons must go to Saarinen. Goons will go to Saarinen. The war will be over soon. Goons are gonna give up. We're almost there, guys. No, fuck you. We planned for this. We're headed to Helm's Deep. The fight continues. The war continues. If they want to take Delve, they're going to have to pry it out of our cold, dead hands. No easy wins. No easy fun. Fuck them.
No easy keeps their cleanups.
That's for sure. Let's get to work. Pings are going to go out. We're going to set things up to try to make this move as sensible as possible. And now we're moving into logistics. Let's get to Helm's Deep. Thanks for coming. Pings are going out. Let's get to work.